Welcome back, listener. I'm delighted to have the status update of sorts pertaining to the club's activities, specifically ones that coincide with the Minneapolis chapter's band's latest release. After a quality control getaway to the Czech Republic brought our organization leaders overseas, new relationships with a UK-based investor have been budding. This spells promise for the Kingdom's chapters. The duo, known only to the club as The Andrew, is still in the picture of providing the additional support in the United States where Sunbelt slack needs picking up. It has been a very busy year for the Uranium Club. They've had their hands in plenty of pockets, and the honey jar at the penthouse is overflowing. We've seen the release of the famed Uranium Club Penciled series. These were selling out instantly, requiring further pencil production to extinguish the metaphorical flames, signifying the intense demand we've had for this hot product. Such high demand never stops the club from taking valuable materials and simply giving them away. That's right, for charity. More specifically, for children's charity. A great deal of pencils were tax-deductibly donated to local children's hospitals. 2015 saw the beginning of the distribution of The Prodigal Son, a pamphlet dedicated to pointing concerned eyes in the right direction. The unbiased, slightly interpreted, undeniably true story of the Sunbelt Chemical Corporation's quest to benefit the world society through misguided and badly calculated means, truly a must-have in pseudo-intellectual literature circles and swingers' parties. I'm proud to be the bearer of such prosperous words when it comes to the club. You know you're doing well when you can afford a voice like mine. But don't tell Mama. I've been with her much too long.